Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to our Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I praise you and I worship you and I thank you for the word of the living God. I thank you, Father, that you said in Psalms 138:2 that you have exalted your word above all of your names. And I thank you that in John 10:34 you said the word of God cannot be broken. So, Lord, when I read the word is true and it cannot fail me. So, Lord, I praise you and thank you that you're the King of the universe. And if I read something in your word and it tells me what I can do or I should not do, I need to listen to what you say and stand on it with all my heart. Lord, I praise you for the word of God, which is the most powerful thing in the universe. Now, Lord, as the word goes out today, as we discuss things that bring sickness and disease and other terrible things to us, Lord, just reveal the truth to your people as they hear the word today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, today and this week, I'm going to be talking about fear. I have come to realize that there are so many people out there that are living in fear. And these are people in the church, people that should absolutely not have any fear. Now, the Lord told us clearly in His Word that He did not give us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound man. So if the Lord didn't give us that spirit of fear, then guess where that spirit comes from? It comes from our enemy, Satan. He is very good at what he does. Now, you know, when we deal with fear, our enemies, fear and worry, when we think about these things, think of the people that worry. I mean, they worry about things they can't change. They worry about where their children are at night. They worry if they're going to have a job next week. They worry about so many things. Now, this is the enemy talking to you, telling you that you cannot do things. Whenever you realize that worry is a sin, you will stop worrying. You'll just trust God for everything, and you'll live in complete peace, and the abundant life that Christ provided will absolutely become a reality in your life. We're always worrying, or we go to the news. You know, we hear of the bad news. Now, I quit listening to the news on radio and television. Very rarely do I ever turn it on. Once in a great while, if I'm doing some kind of a project or something, I might turn the weather on to see what they anticipate the weather's going to be. But I don't even do that very often for the simple reason that there's so much bad news. In fact, that's virtually all they tell you is the bad news. They never tell you good news. Once in a great while, someone will tell you something good that happened. But as a rule, they're looking for bad news. And so we hear so many things. Some people sit around and worry about what they've heard on the radio or the television. And there's not a thing in the world you can do to change it. So why worry about that bad news? You know, so many people get all excited and they're all anxious. They have anxiety in their heart and they go around fretting all the time. You know, and then after they do that, some of those people will feel guilty. You know, they will feel guilty about the things that they worry about. And you'll ask them about it, and they'll say, well, yes, I know I shouldn't worry. I shouldn't have anxiety. I shouldn't be fretting about this, but I just can't help it. But I do feel guilty about that. Or, you know, so many people are going around saying, you know, but what if we do go to war? What if this happens? What if a storm does come by? You know, what if we do not make it in business? Well, it's pretty obvious that Christians that talk like that have never really had a revelation from God's word to realize that you're to trust the King. And if you will go to church and if you will tithe and give God the first 10% of all of your increase, you won't ever have to worry about having enough. He promises in His Word in Malachi 3, verses 7 through 11, that He will open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing upon you, and He personally will rebuke the devourer for you, which is Satan. So you won't have to be concerned. All you've got to do is do what God says in His Word. Now if so many people today, I hear this, I was in the business world for many, many years, and I worked and I had big projects and I flew big airplanes all over the world as a pilot and an engineer for many years and traveled the world over, and I never worried about anything. I knew that God was in control, and that by faith, He and I together, there was no greater power on earth than He and I together. When I could stand on His Word, His Word would produce great results for me. But some of the people that I traveled with, especially after the airline that I was flying for went bankrupt over in Europe, and I came back to the States, several of the men that were working, they were stressed out. What are we going to do now? Where are we going to find a job? I said, gee, I'm not stressed out at all. I know the Lord's got something for me. He's going to provide for me extremely well. I came back to the Dallas area with my wife. We flew back on an airplane and brought what little things we had from Germany. And within one day's time when I got back, I called a man. And I used to be a systems technical instructor for Braniff International years ago. And I called this man, and he wanted to know what I was doing. I told him I was without a job. He said, my goodness, American Airlines is in the flight academy where he worked, was needed a simulator instructor, and they needed one bad, and said for me to get down there. So I went down there, and the very next day, I had a job. I didn't have any stress. I didn't have any worry, no anxiety. I know my King Jesus is in control. And He promised in His Word to take care of me, to provide for me. So why should I be stressed out? Then after I worked for them about a year, I was offered a job as a regional engineer working on the VP staff for a large corporation to go around this country to build buildings for them, to design equipment for them, to be in charge of their maintenance departments and their buildings and their trucks. And I literally, for the next many, many years, traveled around this country and had a tremendous workload, built buildings, designed equipment, and had a ball. Nothing stressed me out. People would say, Thurman, how can you be so at peace with all the pressure that's being put on you to do all these big jobs? I said, there's no pressure. With my King, all things are possible. I never had any stress, any worry. I knew who the King was. I wasn't going to let the enemy get to me with that stress. And another thing that attacks so many Christian people today in the area of fear, it comes under the topic of fear, is depression. People get depressed. I cannot even imagine a child of God being depressed. If you're a child of the King, you need to realize who you are in Christ. You are a son or a daughter of the King of the universe, and His name is Jesus, and He's in you by the power of the Holy Spirit. And greater things than these that He done when He was here shall you do in His name. All you got to do is believe. Now, I realize most Christians I've met are just like I was a few years ago. I didn't know the Word of God. And because I had never studied God's Word, the enemy had deceived me greatly. I didn't have a clue who I was or what I could do. But I still didn't step into the realm of depression. I still knew that my King was taking care of me, but I knew so little about who I was and what I could do. But when I really began to study God's Word and really began to understand who I was in Christ, there was sure enough no such thing as depression could come my way anymore. And then so many people live in the area of rejection. They think, well, I've been rejected from this job, from that job. And they go around and start talking about being rejected. I have a lady and her husband that come to my church on a regular basis. That a few months ago, she come in so rejected, so depressed. For a couple of Sundays, she was really down. She was so afraid she was going to lose her job and all kinds of things, and they wasn't going to be able to meet their bills. I began to tell her who she was. She was royalty. She was a daughter of the king. Her and her husband were tithers. I said, you have nothing to worry about. Absolutely nothing to be depressed about or nothing to be rejected by except worry and the rejection spirit itself. I said, kick that devil out. I said, begin to worship and praise the king and thank him for all the wonderful things he has done for you. I said, and remember, you're a princess in the king's army. I said, so don't be depressed and don't feel rejected. You're royalty. And that lady grabbed a hold of that, and today, I mean, she walks in a love relationship, and she's a powerful woman of God, along with her husband. He's a very, very wonderful, powerful man of God, and they're walking in great love with the king. The enemy is having a whole lot more problem with them than he was. Praise the Lord. And there's so many people that live in confusion. When I think about the confusion, God is not the author of confusion. But, you know, he knows what he's doing. All we need to do as Christians is pray and stand on God's word, quote him his word to him, stand on his word, and believe what his word says is true, and nothing can confuse you. That spirit of confusion will have to leave, and everything will come together, and you will be absolutely as solid as a rock. Now then, whenever people start getting into the area of worry and area of fear, it will bring on ulcers. It'll bring sickness and disease. So whatever you do, you don't want to get into the area of worry or fear or unforgiveness, because it will bring ulcers, and then it will start making you sick. Well, we're going to have to continue the teaching tomorrow. We've already extended today. I'd like to invite you to our church the Living Savior at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. We have church every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. You go up 35E to Walnut Hill, go east on Walnut Hill, four blocks to Shady Trail, turn right. We're about 300 yards down on the right. Also invite you to call me for audio and video tapes on our teachings at 940-242-2106. I'd also like to invite you to our healing school. We have a healing school at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas, the second Saturday of every month. And we have one at in Justin, Texas, the fourth Saturday of every month. So we have two healing schools a month. Come to either one of them. We would love to teach you about God's Word and how to walk in divine health. Praise the Lord Jesus.